100%.
Yeah. Okay, so I know I have met many of you, but for those of you I have not had the chance to meet, my name is Drew Edwards. I am the Water Quality Standards Coordinator here at DHEC, and this is our first stakeholder meeting for our 2019 Triennial Review. Just so that you are aware, we do have a recorder so that we can, an audio recorder so that we can go back and review any questions and comments that were discussed today so that we can have it on the record. The purpose of today's meeting is to go over our 2019 Triennial Review process and timeline. We will talk about some comments that we've already received, and then really I'll try to be brief on that so that we can have plenty of time to discuss your comments and questions and see what's on your mind. So again, thank you all for coming today. I know many of you drove quite a distance, so thank you. We kicked off our triennial review this year by publishing a notice of drafting in the State Register in February. That starts our rulemaking process, so we have until really, I guess, the end of this year, the beginning of next year, to get any revisions that we want for our regulation to the state legislature. So that is the time frame that we're looking in. We are now currently working on those proposed revisions. So based on comments we received from you all, from the stakeholders, will help to determine what revisions we pursue and during this triennial review and what changes we want to make in the regulation. So of course we have some things in mind, some things that we have been addressed by EPA in the past and that we have to look at. As many of you know, maybe some of you do not, the Water Quality Standards rule was revised recently so that whenever we have a triennial review, we have to review everything that EPA has published since 2000 during our triennial review process. So any criteria that has been updated or revised or new criteria that has been published, we have to take a look and review those as well. So so we have quite a list of things to look at in the big picture. So our goal with our timeline, at least, is to have a proposed regulation with you know, markup and revisions to be ready to present to our board in August. That's what we're shooting for. We will, of course, at that point, we'll have another stakeholder meeting after we have a proposed regulation to you know, work through any comments at that point. And then, to stick on our timeline, we are trying to have a final regulation ready to present to our board in November this year. So, if we're able to stick with that, that'll keep us on track to have any revisions finalized over to the legislature by the beginning of next year. So, with that, going over our timeline, I'll mention some of the comments that we've already received. And I do want to add that I've been trying to keep our website updated as well as best as I can. So if you all have not been able to see our website, I would encourage you just to take a look at that. If you don't have it, stop me and let me know. I can get you the URL for our triennial review webpage. So some of the comments that we've received already for this triennial review include narrative flow standards, numeric nutrient criteria, bacteria limits, and specifically that would be an interest for not necessarily changing the bacteria standards, but changing the way that we would sample for that. So instead of a daily max, we would, the comment suggests we should look at a monthly or weekly geometric mean. Another comment for case-specific mixing zones where a mercury impairment is based on fish consumption advisories. Then also deferring or waiving any reporting requirements during natural disasters. A couple more comments that we received for clarification on numeric nutrient criteria for lakes, and to specify that that would be a seasonal geometric mean. And then we also received a comment so far regarding the human health criteria update. So that summarizes all the comments we received so far. And with that, I will just sort of open it up to you all, and I will do my best to write furiously as many notes as I can. I would encourage you, though, like I said, we do have a recording here, but I would encourage you to submit any comments or questions you have to me in writing, and you can do that by email or by sending a letter. And so if you need my contact information, please just let me know, and I can get that to you. So I will open the floor to you all. Any questions or comments that you have?
Andrew, just to clarify, you're willing to take comments now even though there's not an open comment period, correct?
Sure.
You want those comments.
Sure. Okay, so good questions. There's not technically an open comment period on our notice of drafting or notice of proposed regulation. But yes, the purpose of this meeting is to receive comments and questions. Like I said, we can discuss those openly, but I would also, again, just encourage you to submit a comment in writing. So if there's something that you'd like to discuss, we certainly can.
Not everybody speak at once, please.
I can always speak up. Thank you, Andrew or Drew. One thing we recommended in our comments was create a stakeholder process as far as establishing a narrative flow standard. And I wanted to know what you all are doing in regards to that.
To establish a stakeholder group
to address that issue.
Sure. We have not, at this point, we have not tried to convene a stakeholder working group to address those narrative standards.
Okay. Is there any plans to do that?
This is that's a great question, and I'm not ready to give you a good answer. I will not say that it's something that we will not pursue. But to my knowledge right now, it's not something that we've started working on. So, yeah.
We're still early in the process and trying to gather information. With only 4 comment letters, we knew there was a lot more input out there, and mm-hmm. so that's why we're having this meeting plus another one a month from today, basically. And so we're seeking information and suggestions, so we didn't want to go ahead and start anything else until we actually got a working set of comments, basically, was how we were looking at things.
Yeah, I'll jump in just to actually make a part of the discussion, because when I saw those comment letters, I was a little curious. When you said a narrative standard can flow, do you have any sort of suggestions on how that narrative standard, did you have something really detailed in mind, or did you have any language you were thinking of?
Well, we did. We included in our comments, we included a reference to EPA's 2016 report, where they lay out a process for creating both narrative and numeric flow standards.
So this is the third time we've recommended the narrative flow standard through triennial, so it shouldn't have been terribly surprising.
Right, but there is a, so what's happened, in 2013 is EPA recommended the agency adopt the narrative flow standard. In 2015, they came out with new guidance, at least as far as hydrologic alteration, impacts of hydrologic alteration. That's not directly related to this. And then in 2016, they came out with that technical report about impacts of flow alteration on aquatic life, and then how, and one of those chapters is how you go about setting up a narrative standard. So we are interested in following up on those recommendations by EPA and getting that established in South Carolina, narrative flow standard established in South Carolina. And I would, if that is possible to create a stakeholder process, I don't know what EPA's availability is to participate in that, but I know they have expressed interest in the past. I would hope that you would include, Joe and perhaps some of the other folks from the Atlanta Regional Office in that discussion.
Have other states adopted narrative flow standard?
Yeah, there are a number of states that have done that. And actually, that report that I referenced, let's have it in there.
Okay.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, Garrett.
EPA might be interested in there. They're sitting right there. So, there are a number of states that are listed in that publication that have adopted either narrative or numeric standards.
Andrew, you mentioned some of these items that you got comments on already, but you also mentioned the, I guess, extensive list. I don't know, I remember your words, of all the 2004 EPA changes. Is there a place where you have that list that's shareable to us, or is that something you're still cobbling together? Or
Yeah. So I will say, months ago, as we were leading up to the 2019 triennial review, I did go through and start making a list of things that EPA has published that we have not adopted into our standards. So I don't have that list in a shareable format today. It's just some notes that I've made. That is something that I can work on, and I will, once I have something, I can get it added to our website of things that we will be looking at. So I'll make sure to do that. I believe there was about 10 or 11, so somewhere in there, updated criteria or new criteria that have been published. Of course, some of those just recently. So, so that does, that would date back to 2000.
Andrew, I'm Don Safer with Duke Energy. I just have a general question about your process. I'm not familiar with how things are done in South Carolina, but just relative to proposed regulatory changes, do y'all do like a track changes mode where you show the language being changed, whether it's strike through and underline and things of that nature? And if so, when might that be available?
Yep.
Is that months away?
Good question. Yep, it is. It is months away, though I have started working on that. It is exactly as you described. I have a copy of our entire regulations now in Word format, and I'm going through it, striking out things that we want to remove, underlining things that we want to add. So The format, if you're not familiar with that, is could be a little bit confusing as you start to read through it, especially in some of our parameter tables. However, the notice of proposed regulation does, or I guess it will, when we go to publish it, it will clearly spell out the format of those changes, and that's exactly it. So.
So I think that'll help folks kind of focus on, you know, the changes. We all can read, you know, 100 pages of comments, but it comes down, you know, to where the rubber hits the road as far as the language you know, whether or not something was missed or something was added, et cetera.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very good point. And so once we get that worked up, we'll present it to our board at the August board meeting. And our goal at that point would be to have it published in the State Register in August. And that would have a comment period associated with that. At the end of that comment period, we would plan to hold another stakeholder meeting similar to this one so that we can go over anything, like you said, anything that was maybe looked over or missed. So.
So stakeholders would not see that until after the board meeting?
That's correct. It would. We would present a proposed regulation based on, you know, all of the comments and stuff that we've received and been able to work through. We would present that to the board, and then essentially if the board approves it, then it would be published in the State Register later that month. That's correct. So, in addition, and I will add, the notice of proposed regulation does require a comment, response to comment section. So, everything that we're discussing will have to be addressed in that notice.
Are y'all anticipating any major change, like in-stream nutrient criteria instead of just for lakes?
At this point, we are not anticipating in-stream numeric nutrient criteria. We have been focusing on developing numeric nutrient criteria for estuaries. We have been collecting data for some time now, but our goal is to work on developing nutrient criteria for estuaries first, and then move to rivers and streams.
So you expect to have the estuary criteria this cycle?
I would be hesitant to say that, Bill. We're still working on that.
Are you anticipating any revisions to the human health criteria?
Not during this triennial review.
So, Drew, you just said that you're hesitant to say that this round would get the ball rolling with numeric nutrient criteria with regard to estuaries. Am I correct that since comments were submitted requesting that more be done, that you will address that, like maybe why you're not going to move forward with that?
Certainly, and I can... Absolutely, and we will address that in comments and in our response to comments. The gist is that we are still working to develop it. As I mentioned, we've been collecting data in our estuaries for some time. Of course, from there we have to work on modeling and that is ongoing. So at this point, we don't have numeric nutrient criteria to propose for our estuaries. So it's in process. The ball is rolling, but we still have a ways to go.
I follow up on that. Is there any timeline that you've established for completing that? And so is that public information? I mean, this has been going on for decades.
Yeah. I suppose it's public information. We have to submit a nutrient plan to EPA. It's something that we do routinely, and we update that every few years. So, off the top of my head, I don't remember the last time that we updated our nutrient plan, but it is something that we do have. We do try to stick to the timelines that we propose. I'll have to follow up with you on that and see if I can find the most recent copy of our nutrient plan to get to.
More recent than the 2010 one?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I'm not, like I said, I've got copies of it, but I haven't looked at it recently within the last few months, so I don't want to give the wrong information here. But it is something that I can follow up with you on.
I don't know if it's going off protocol, but since we're from out of state and don't know a lot of people here, would it be possible just to have people say who they're from, just so that we know?
Sure, that's quite all right with me, Lisa. I will say at some previous meetings we had, we did kind of that, go around, introduce yourself. I wasn't sure if we should do it again or not, but it's quite all right with me. We did have everybody sign in.
Okay.
We
can also look at that. That's fine.
But we can certainly go around now. Brian, you want to start us off?
Sure. Brian Bates. I'm with Wolpert.
Rebecca Coulter. I'm with Wolpert.
Don Safer. I'm with Duke Energy.
Lisa Paris Gordon with EPA.
Jamal Cooper, EPA.
Daryl Shire, Dominion Energy.
I'm Frank Eskridge. I'm with Columbia Water here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Aaron Wright, International Paper, East Oakland.
John Baker, International Paper, East Oakland.
Elizabeth Miller, is that going to DNR?
Jesse Cannon, Sandy Cooper.
I'm Bill Marshall with the Department of Natural Resources.
Sandy Bowman, EPA. Heather Preston with DN.
Jeff DeBesnet, Water Environment Consultants.
Bill Stangler, Congaree Riverkeeper.
Sean Clark. DHEC Water Facilities Permitting.
Brenda Green, Domestic Wastewater Permitting.
Drew Edwards, Water Quality Standards Coordinator.
Stinson Ferguson, SELC.
I'm Megan Chase, I'm with Upstate Forever.
I'm Garrett Jopsis, I'm with American Rivers.
Greg Koontz with CMC.
So are the Wolpert folks here representing the company, or are you here on behalf of a client in this setting?
I don't think that's part of it. No, we're just here for, as a company, just information purposes. No, we're not representing any specific client.
Just curious.
We're not billing anybody for this.
I have a question about that nutrient plan that you just mentioned. So that is different from the South Carolina adoption plan for nutrient criteria, or is that the one and the same?
Should be the same thing.
Okay. And those most recent updated plans, the latest I could find was 2010. Okay. So where could I find the most updated version?
Yeah, to my knowledge, it's not on our website anywhere. Mm-hmm. This is something that we would have worked on and sent to EPA for their review. But that is something that I can work on.
Yeah, that would be helpful just to have established timelines.
Sure. I can, I've got a note here to see what we can do and see if we can get the most recent version available to you all.
Thank you.
Drew, I've got a question. Could you make a distinction between the 61-68 stuff, which probably most of us are thinking about, and the 61-69 stuff, if I could put that way?
Yeah.
Make a distinction there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Are these two different processes, or is it the same package? They're going to be two parallel, you know, that kind of explain that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. Thanks. So this, during this triennial review, we decided to go about our process slightly differently than we've done in the past. This year, what we decided to do was two simultaneous regulation revision tracks. So we have two notices that we will be doing. You know, I've mentioned notice of drafting, notice of proposed regulation, and final regulation. We will be doing two of those side by side. One for regulation 6168 and one for regulation 6169, which is our classified waters list. So in the past, when we had revisions that we needed to do for our classified waters list, that was also held up by concerns over something unrelated in regulation 6168. So we were not able to move forward because it was in the same rulemaking package. So this time we're planning to do them on the same timeline, but we've separated them so that if, for whatever reason, we're held up by comments or concerns with something in regulation 6168, theoretically, our revisions to 6169 could still proceed. We'll see how that goes.
Do you have, I don't think any of the comments had any talked about reclassifying any waters. Do you guys expect to reclassify any waters?
Not this time. We have received in the past, at some point, I believe one or two maybe requests for a reclassification. But most of what we're looking at now in Regulation 6169 is really just cleaning it up. There's some typos. There's some things where we have waters listed in a wrong county, for example. And so we need to get those things corrected. A lot of these things were noted as we were updating our GIS layer for our streams, which is available on our Watershed Atlas. As we were making those changes, we noticed, wait a second, this doesn't match what's on our book here, so we need to reconcile that. So we do have quite a list of potential changes there, but like I said, it's not reclass, it's really just clarification, correction.
You mentioned natural disasters. Are you in a position to discuss any what the agency may be thinking as far as how to address natural disasters?
This is a based on a comment that we received to the notice of drafting and not something that we have worked to address yet. So, yeah.
To that end, and maybe and this is the first time I saw that comment, but I was a little confused. Are the reporting requirements, I assume that that references reporting requirements for MPDS permits?
Sure.
So is that relevant under water quality standards, or wouldn't that be under the wastewater permitting standards instead?
So 61.9?
Yeah.
Sure. That's a good question.
Is that what the comment was pertaining to?
I'm not, this, I just saw it, and it is two sentences, and so I'm not entirely sure what it means.
And that one was submitted by?
That was the Water Quality Association.
Any thoughts on that, Water Quality Association representative?
I'm up here representing the Water Quality
Association. Okay. Basically, if we allow some grace with things like that, but it's more of in a gray area, this would make it a little more black and white. So in case you get hit by a hurricane, we wouldn't expect you to have your DMR in the exact day it's due if a hurricane hit a week before.
Well, yeah, if that's kind of what this is pertaining to, that seems more relevant to 6.9 and 6.9.
Right, sure.
So.
Okay.
And I would look back at 61.9 when you're doing that and make sure that that leeway isn't already there in the regs, because there are sections that describe natural disasters.
We've got some in there, so sure. It's just
yeah, and there are, I mean, there are, you know, notification requirements even during a disaster that kind of relieve you of some of those responsibilities and the other pieces as it
That's
is.
That's in the permit as well, the boilerplate
Usually
stuff.
Usually it's
so.
The permits.
Yeah. Just, we got the request in.
Yeah, so. No, yeah.
I have another question. It's that there's a next meeting. Is it May 23rd or May 20 something? About a month from now.
Yeah, months from now.
Yeah. What can we expect at that meeting? I mean, you're going to be. You've asked for additional comments. Written comments. We're also making oral comments here. What do you expect to happen at that meeting? What information do you plan to provide to the
Sure. Really, the purpose of having two separate meetings was just to provide ample opportunity to receive comments. So at this point, I envision next month's meeting to be similar to this. It will be, you know, a few weeks out from now, so there may be, you know, some follow-up at that meeting based on discussion that happens today. But the purpose was strictly just to provide ample opportunity for stakeholders to be able to provide comments.
Okay. So it seems like you've got a pretty closed process here. I mean, you're asking for input, but you're not giving any feedback. Is there any chance to get feedback from you all about what you're considering? It's, you know, it seems like you're giving, you know, pretty tentative, you know, I don't want to say evasive, that's a bad word, but you know, your answers are very measured, and I feel like, you know, we're not going to know anything until it's too late to do anything about what's going to happen once proposed changes are sent to your board. Is that the process you're envisioning? Is that we just write comments, we come to meetings, and you spit out at the end what you plan to do? Or is there actually going to be some meaningful participation by people that are interested in doing that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a great point. The purpose of the triennial review process is to be an open dialogue. It is to be stakeholder-driven, right? Not just something that the agency wants to move forward with and we go with our own agenda, right? So at the same time, I do see your concern, certainly. And, you know, this is it's something that, that we should address. I will say that currently, I had planned to absorb all these comments, review them, work through our regulation to, you know, mark up, scratch through, underline, and propose changes. And there is certainly some internal review that goes on after I make those changes, legal review as well. And then my understanding, based on what we're required to do, is that as part of that, I would have a response to all the comments that we've received, included along with that proposed regulation, and we would submit that to our board. At that point, of course, board meeting is open to the public and something that you all could attend if you chose. At that point, our response to comments would be published in the State Register along with the proposed changes, along with an additional comment period for further stakeholder meetings to discuss that. So we've tried to set up our timeline so that we have enough time between our proposed regulation and the time that we're required to have our final regulation to our board, in order to work through some of those concerns. But I will have to, you know, discuss with our management on, you know, if there's anything we can do to preemptively get the dialogue, the comments, response to comments, moving sooner or earlier than the proposed regulation.
That would be great.
Sure. I will follow up with Pastor.
Okay, folks, any more comments? If not, please feel free to submit them in writing to us. We will try to have a summary of these comments available at the next meeting for anybody that wants them, or you can email Drew and we can email the summary to you once we get it prepared. And we can go from there. I appreciate you guys coming out today. That's a largely quiet group, but that's understandable. And so thank you and have a nice day.